This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The campaign for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections has intensified as leaders of various political parties holds rallies and roadshows across the country to garner support in favour of the party's candidates. In Gujarat, campaigning for the Lok Sabha polls is going on in full swing. All the political parties are trying their best to woo the voters. The entire state will go to polls in single phase on the 7th of May. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address four rallies in the state today. The PM will address rallies in Anand, Surendranagar, Junagar and Jamnagar today. Congress leader and Rajasthan's former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot will address a press conference in Ahmedabad today. On the other hand, AAP leader Sunita Kejriwal will hold roadshows in Botad and Dediapara in favour of AAP candidates of Bhavnagar and Bharuch. In Uttar Pradesh, many star campaigners will be in the political battleground today. EIR correspondent reports that senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will campaign in Bareilly, Badayun and Sitapur districts for BJP party candidates. Late in the evening, he will head a party organisational meeting in Lucknow. Clash of Titans will be in the political battleground of Manpuri Lok Sabha constituency, where senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of the state, Yogi Adityanath, will hold a roadshow, while Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati will also address a rally there. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address political rallies in Badayu and Onla Lok Sabha constituencies today. Rashtriya Lok Dal Chief Jayant Chaudhary will address a political gathering in Sadabad area of Hathras Lok Sabha constituency. The Election Commission has banned former Telangana Chief Minister and BRS Chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao from campaigning for 48 hours for making alleged derogatory and objectionable statements against the Congress Party. His ban became effective from 8 p.m. yesterday. The Commission directed Chandrasekhar Rao not to hold any public meetings, public processions, public rallies, shows and interviews in media in connection with ongoing elections during this period. Earlier, the Congress Party had complained with the poll body about K. Chandrasekhar's remarks in Sirsila, Telangana. The Commission said the political parties and leaders shall not make false statements, utterances without factual basis, aimed at misleading the voters. The Commission said criticism of other parties or the workers based on unverified allegations or on distortions shall be avoided. Online nominations and recommendations for the Padma Awards 2025 have begun. The last date for nominations for Padma Awards is the 15th of September 2024. The nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal, www.awards.gov.in. Indian Meteorological Department has said heat wave to severe heat wave will continue to prevail over West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha and Bihar till today. The IMD said that similar conditions are also very likely over South Peninsula India till Friday. Heat wave is expected over Maharashtra, Rayalaseema, Gujarat, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh to the next 5 days and over Central India till Sunday. The Weather Department further forecasts the maximum temperatures to be in the range of 44 and 47 degrees Celsius over Gangetic West Bengal, East Jharkhand, North Odisha and Rayalaseema till Friday. Rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning is very likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh from the 3rd to the 6th of this month. Indian chess prodigy Vaishali Ramesh Babu has officially been awarded the title of Grandmaster by FIDE, the International Chess Federation. This remarkable achievement makes Vaishali the third Indian female Grandmaster, joining Koneru Hampi and Harika Dronavali. Vaishali's promotion to Grandmaster title carries a unique distinction as she and her brother, Ramesh Babu Pragyananda, became the world's first Grandmaster brother-sister duo. In IPL cricket today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Punjab Kings beat Chennai Super Kings by 7 wickets at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.